Our nation celebrated Labor Day 2 weeks ago. And every year, it's a day set aside to honor ordinary, everyday workers. And, of course, to reflect on the dignity of work. To celebrate the achievements that have been accomplished the years through labor unions, who have worked for safe working conditions and decent wages. This has been an extremely difficult year for workers, as almost all of us know. In March, when things began to shut down because of COVID, many workers found themselves out of work, particularly in the restaurant business. Meatpacking plants were hit especially hard with COVID infections. The April unemployment rate was 14.7%, the highest since the Great Depression, when it was 24.9% in 1933. Imagine, one in four Americans was unemployed during the Depression. Last month, the unemployment had fallen back to 8.4%, still high. And many of those who remain laid off will become permanently unemployed. One of our highly held American principles is that we believe in an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. And so today's gospel, when we hear it, probably makes most of us cringe. But in this parable, the laborers who work all day receive the same pay as those who work for just 1 hour. No wonder they complain. That goes against everything that we hold dear in the workplace. It's just not fair. And no matter how much we understand that life itself isn't fair, we still complain, don't we? We might think, why did my house get destroyed while my neighbor only had their trees fall in the backyard? Why does everybody else have internet back except me? Why did I get laid off, but my coworker got a raise? Why do I, who have never smoked a cigarette in my life, have lung cancer, while my brother-in-law, who smokes a pack a day, is the picture of health? It's not fair. But our parable this morning is really not about the economy or fairness in the workplace. In fact, it's really not about justice at all. Justice is giving a person what is owed to him. And God doesn't owe us anything at all. Understand the parable in this way. The vineyard owner is God. The laborers are those doing God's work in this world. Hopefully us. Serving others in justice and love. Building up the kingdom of God on this earth. And the wage that is paid is eternal life in union with God in heaven. And when it comes to eternal life, what is justice? What does any person deserve? From a justice point of view, none of us deserves heaven. What actually does God owe us? No one, absolutely no one, is owed eternal life in heaven with God. To think otherwise is to suppose that we could work our way into heaven. But we can't, because salvation is God's free gift. He gives it generously and freely to anyone who will accept it, but it is still only a gift. The problem with the laborers in our parable who complain is that they think that the vineyard owner owes them something. In their eyes, their work deserves a reward, a really big reward, more than the vineyard owner gives them. Because they were working for themselves to get that big reward for themselves, rather than working for the benefit of the vineyard owner. God's people are meant to work for God, and not for what they think they can get from God for themselves. What God gives to people who work for him is gift. It isn't payment, it isn't deserved, and it isn't earned. What's more, the gift is God himself. There is no greater reward than that, and joy is the only response to that gift.